A rather interesting pairing of readings today. In the first reading, we get Paul, who deliberately causes division to save himself. And in the gospel, we get Jesus praying that we will all be one. Division in the first reading, unity in the gospel. How is it that these two ideas can be held together for us on this day? Well, in both instances, there's one key commonality that makes for the reason in which they both do the right thing. And that is, both Paul and Jesus are taking their cues, growing their faith from what God has spoken to them about. In the first reading, Paul actually is quite shrewd. He notices that he can get them talking about their own internal religious divisions in the Jewish faith as a way to protect himself. Paul, as he says, is a Pharisee who believes in a much more robust spiritual world than the Sadducees, who don't. Jesus is working to suggest, and not only suggest, but is praying that those who worship him in his name, those who follow him, will be one because they listen so intently to the voice of God that they do only what God asks. That's really the challenge for us on a day like this as we hear these readings, is to do what God asks.